Brethren, today we rejoice to receive a gift from Christ in the ordination of Giancarlo Saez to the office of deacon. Following the scriptural pattern, you have chosen him from among you, and that with a joyful, unanimous vote. The pattern for his ordination is found in Acts 6 and 1 Timothy 4 and 1 Timothy 5. There it teaches that the elders are to lay hands on him, showing their approval, blessing him, and publicly installing him into office. Before Giancarlo takes an oath of office, our two present deacons will lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We bless you because you are the rock of our salvation. You are solid and sure and steadfast. We pray for the church, for this church, founded on the rock of Christ. O gracious Lord, you have called us to be a royal priesthood and a holy nation. O sovereign Lord, for what seems like years we have asked you to raise up qualified men to serve your church. Thank you, Lord, for granting us patience. And thank you especially for your regenerative work in the heart of Giancarlo, so that he may serve your people and bring you glory. Oh, gracious Lord, as a church in whom you have granted a new church officer, our work has just begun. Lord, we need your help. So as a church body, remind us to pray for Deacon Giancarlo. Pray that you would grant him repentance, that he may fear you and turn away from evil. Pray that you would grow a hunger for your word and eyes to see your truth. As a church body, Lord, remind us to show respect to Giancarlo that is due to any officer of the church. Remind us, O Lord, that a local church is gathered and fully organized according to the mind of Christ, consisting of officers and members, and that the officers appointed by Christ are elders and deacons, that these are chosen and set apart by the church to serve and ultimately bring you glory. May you, Lord, find our behavior pleasing in your sight. As a church body, grant us joyful hearts to help and assist Deacon Giancarlo in his service. Gracious God, in all of these requests, I recognize that we are a sinful people, and that the very things you ask us to do, we do imperfectly. So we ask for your forgiveness and mercy in this area when we fail, that you may open our eyes to sin. Please grant this request in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you as your people, ones who are called the church. In this local congregation, Lord, you have blessed us in giving us Giancarlo as a deacon. I pray, Lord, that you would be with him as he is called upon in many ways to love your people, help him to do this well. Would you be a blessing to him, showing your grace to him? And I pray that you would help him to be discerning in his actions. Lord, help us to be ones who serve well as a congregation according to your word. We thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us as your people. And Lord, help us to be quick to seek joy and to know you and not be entangled by the challenges of our world around us, that we would come to the support of one another, and especially our brother Giancarlo. I pray that you would give him great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus. We ask in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. John Carlos, would you stand? I'll be asking him three questions according to our Constitution. First, do you believe the Scriptures as written in the Old and New Testament to be the Word of God, and do you accept them as the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Have you personally adopted, and will you cheerfully submit to and defend, the Confession and Constitution of this Church?
I have, and I will.
Do you accept the office of deacon, and do you promise to care for the poor and needy and to manage the practical affairs of this church in the fear of God?
I do.
Amen. And John Carlos, if you will kneel next to me, please, and I will lay hands on you and pray. O Lord, our Lord, we give you thanks that you have been pleased in your care for this church to add another diaconal gift to us. Through our brother, would you help preserve us in peace, order, and care for each other? Because his task is too much for him, we ask, please increase his faith and give him greater measures of the Holy Spirit that he might serve you well. Father, he will need wisdom, courage, discretion, sympathy, and self-denial. Grant these to him along with generosity to care for the needy while comforting them with your word. Keep him faithful in his labors so that he will never become weary in well-doing. Bless him with the reward of good service, that is, great confidence in Jesus Christ. And we ask all this for the advancement of the kingdom of God among us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and sing the very appropriate Praise to God, the Gloria Patri.